Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday?
It's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
What we feel like is a great opportunity to turn the page.
We just haven't been able to turn the page.
But that's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
Days, we turn the page and we look forward to the next game and scout the opposition. The Green Bay Packers, ever hear of them? They're 6-3, and that's with 2.5 games played by Malik Willis.
Packers team that you make mention of. Yeah. They any good?
They're all right. They're 8th in the NFL in DVOA. That's defense adjusted value above average, an overall metric for quality. So overall as a team, they're deemed to be a top 10 team. And again, that's with 2.5 games from Malik Willis. So are they even better than their 6-3 record? A lot of people think so and think that coming off the bye, they are ready to take off. But the Bears stand in their way. That's right.
Green Bay is a big rivalry. This week is definitely going to be a set in stone for how we're going to play the division.
You know, again, just being a human, you want to win this game because it's Green Bay and everything like that. And I understand everything that comes with it. But at the end of the day, I know it's a big rivalry game and things like that. But where I'm focused at is how we can go out there and play some good football and go win a game.
We're in division now, divisional play, playing the Packers this week. Obviously, big game for not only just us, but it's Green Bay Packers versus Chicago Bears, and so it's an important game for us, not only because it's divisional, but obviously it's the Packers, and we have to handle it like that, and we have to handle the situation I'm in.
Yeah! Carmina Burana never sounded so appropriate, Tanny. 25-4 over the last 29 games are the Packers against the Bears, but whatever! Here they come.
They own you.
The beloved.
They freaking own you.
The Packers offense is third in the NFL in yards per game. Third in rushing yards per game. Third in yards per carry.
That's weird because usually people associate the Packers with, throwing the ball all over the yard.
They're not bad at that either.
Oh.
But Josh Jacobs is the star of that offense right now. They'll use Emmanuel Wilson sometimes. They'll use Jaden Reed on some jet sweeps and the like. They got a big pile of good young wide receivers. It's hard to figure out who the 1, the 2, and the 3 is. Is it Christian Watson? Is it Romeo Dobbs? Is it Jaden Reed? They got a lot, man. Is it Bo Melton? The O-line is really, really good. They're better at pass blocking than they are at run blocking, actually. The fewest sacks allowed in the NFL. The lowest adjusted sack rate in the NFL. they can pass block, and Jordan Love and Malik Willis have gotten the ball out on time.
Wait, Spiegs, are you telling me that the Packers can run the ball, they can throw it, and they protect the passer?
Seem to do all of that.
And they have a really good wide receiving core.
They seem to have
these
a good one.
These ain't your grandpa's Packers. Oh, wait, actually they are, because the Packers have done that for as long as I've been alive.
These are your grandpa's Packers and his Oldsmobile. The whole offense relies on explosive plays in both the run and the pass. 32 explosives in the pass game is tied for 7th. 11 in the run game is tied for 4th. By the way, the Ravens lead in both those categories. And they have 40 explosives overall. Lamar Jackson should be the MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really good at football.
Matt LaFleur, is he a good coach? He's 10-0 against the Bears.
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur.
He's never lost to the Bears. He scouted the Bears' defense. Here's Matt LaFleur on the Bears' defense.
Yeah, I think this is a really solid, sound defense. It's been tough to go against over the couple of years. And over the course I would say Matt's career going against him, I've always had a lot of respect for how he coaches and how his players play. So you can tell that they're an effort-based unit. I mean, it shows up all over the tape. Their style of play is exactly what you want. And when you combine that with really good players, you usually get a really good defense, and that's exactly who they are. They've done a great job of taking the ball away. They've done a great job, obviously, in a lot of those situational ball, third down, in the red zone. They're one of the best in the league in those two areas. So it's a really good challenge for us.
Yeah, what has that guy ever done? You know what I mean?
Yeah, not lost to the Bears.
That is disgusting. And the modern NFL, just 10 games in a row against any opponent, it's ridiculous.
Wait, when you said 10-0, you were talking about wins and losses?
Yes.
Damn, dude. That's a good record.
Flawless, one would say.
It is disgusting. Next segment, I'm going to tell you if the first half of the Packers sweep is going to happen, and if I'm betting on it, you're going to find that out. But first, their defense, Lawrence, 12th in yards per game, 15th against the pass, 11th in points per game. They've got 19 takeaways, tied for 2nd in the NFL. That has saved them.
This is what we've been talking about when you had like the pie in the sky thoughts of the Bears. I didn't even say proclamation. That's for the next segment.
I did it.
That they're good. Like, it's not just the Bears-Packers thing.
Yeah.
The Packers are a good football team.
In the offseason, they knew they needed safeties. They signed Xavier McKinney as their vet, and they drafted Evan Williams, who has a delicious bourbon and has been killing it. He didn't play in the Lions game, but he's been really good. Jaire Alexander, we know him. He will take chances, make some big plays when he's in there. Javon Bullard is their nickel, and he's really good against the run. Kind of like we've seen Kyler Gordon be when he's healthy. Their weakness is at linebacker a little bit. Eric Wilson stepped in when Quay Walker was out. We'll have to check the injury report on him in terms of the green dot. Rashawn Gary is really good on that D-line, as we know, off the edge. But he's been the only guy to really shine. No defensive tackle has a good win rate against the run or the pass, and that includes Kenny Clark. Like, nobody on that D-line. So this might be where you should attack if you are Thomas Brown and the Bears.
Doesn't this feel like a Kenny Clark 3 tackles for loss game?
Shut your mouth.
What? Talking about Shaq.
Mayor. The DNs are weaker since they traded away Preston Smith. Preston Smith was a really important guy on that defense. He was their pregame speech guy and sometimes their postgame speech guy. Jaden Reed called him the heartbeat of the team. Rashawn Gary said Preston Smith was like a big brother to him, and they traded him away because he didn't fit Jeff Hafley's defense, and he asked for a trade. And we're going to see how big of an effect that is for this Packers defense. But yeah, they're good, and the Bears have them this weekend.
I have another question. I know this turn the page has been asked Spiegs a little bit here from me. Did the Packers have a game last week?
They did not. They had a bye with which to prepare.
So they had extra time. Uh-huh. To get ready for the Bears.
But they were preparing for the Shane Waldron Bears, Lawrence, not the Thomas Brown Bears.
So you think maybe they actually did put some work in once they found out that there had been a movement. Like they all went to Puerto Vallarta during the bye week because they were going to face the Shane Waldron Bears. And then they were like, you know what? Now they've made the decision. This is the genius of Eberflus, man. This is the genius. He's like, I'm not going to tell anyone what we're doing at offensive coordinator until Tuesday. And then they'll have to scramble to do the work on the Bears offense.
It's all coming together.
It is.
It's all coming together.
It feels good.
Yeah, does it?
Feels strong.
I feel strong, too. We're going to have some drama and some tension for the rest of the week. And an investment come the weekend.
It's funny, though, because I wrote down while you were going through it and that beautiful piece that Tanny put together that feels really big.
Yeah.
Does it even feel like Bears-Packers week?
It does. You know why? Devin Hester is going to be in town. Devin Hester is going to be honored. And a whole bunch of the teammates for Devin Hester and our new teammate, Lance Briggs. A lot of those guys are going to be here. It is Bears-Packers on the lakefront, and it will feel big.
No, you're right, Lawrence. It doesn't feel big. Because usually Matt LaFleur, I was late like coming to the first segment because I was trying to see if Matt LaFleur would do what he usually does, and that say something smarmy. Like, well, we have the overall record, and our record is now this, and you know we've won 10 in a row. Like, but he didn't even do that today.
He feels sorry for the Bears.
Yeah, it's just another day up there. But they go about their business like it's an important game because they're all important, you know, and they'll win and they'll be angry. And
they need it. Like, look, you look at the way that the NFC is stacking up right now. 9-8, I don't know if 9-8 gets you into the playoffs this year in the NFC. So you better get your wins while you can. And if you're the Packers looking at the Bears, you're going, hey, there's a team in turmoil. Let's take care of business.
Would you like to guess at Matt LaFleur's record coming off a bye in that first game? He's played five games.
He's played five games coming off a bye.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to guess that Matt LaFleur is 4-1.
He is 2-3,
hey!
Folks. Let's go. Add that to the next segment. Let me cut and paste. Move that in my notes.
Cut and paste that. Are you done turning the page?
I'm good, man.
Because the texter said that the next page seems very scary. And that texter is right.
There's a monster at the end of this book.
Choose your own adventure.
It is. Well, we know what the adventure is. Choose the adventure or turn your television off. That's what it is. And my hope is that Bears fans don't have to do that this week because that would be bad. Why don't we take a look at the rest of the North to see who's going to be king of the North, who's going to take the North and never get, wait a minute, that's someone else's line. Why don't we start with the team that might be the best team in football? The Lions overcame a 23-7 deficit on the road in Houston, and Dan Campbell talked about his team's resilience following Jake Bates' game-winning field goal.
So here we go. Jake Bates to win it from 52 yards out, hash mark left side. Bates was good from 58 to tie the game. Can he send it through from here to send the Lions home with a victory? He's ready. There's the snap, spot, kick away. It is up and it is good. He got it. We're going to fly home on the wings of Jake Bates. Oh, baby, good from 58. Good from 52, and that's good enough for a victory for the Detroit Lions. Oh, what a comeback by this team.
You know, no matter what it is, you got to find a way to get up and play your best ball or do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, there again, man, we look back. We're coming out of the bye, and we told the guys, hey, man, we got 4 or 5 on the road. We got to be road warriors. And it's not easy to win on the road, and we kind of got through this patch and 4 for 4. You know, and then counting the home game, Tennessee, you know, we've gotten 5 in a row after the bye. So we're finding a way.
The precious juice.
Yeah, they find a way, man. They just kept grinding and grinding and grinding, and that's how that team goes. 5 interceptions from Jared Goff, but the defense and the run game helped them overcome it.
Jared Goff, 15-30, 240 yards, 2 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And also David Montgomery hit a fumble in this game. They overcame that. If you're an old school Bears fan, that game was very reminiscent of another game where the quarterback gave the ball away a whole bunch of times and the team was able to figure out a way to win, and that team went all the way to the Super Bowl.
You're thinking that the Lions were who the Texans thought they were?
I think that is the case. Speaking of which, remember how I've been telling you, hey, Speaks, you've been watching C.J. Stroud this year? Because, you know, it's not really good.
He's come back to the pack a little bit. He had Nico Collins back too, didn't he? Or no, he didn't.
19 of 33, sacked four times, one touchdown, two interceptions, a passer rating for C.J. Stroud in that game of 64.2.
Wow.
People have figured out what you do to C.J. Stroud is you blitz the hell out of him. And that's part of the way that Detroit was able to get back into the game. But I digress. Now let's take a look at the Vikings. And the Vikings, they had to overcome some stuff, and their quarterback as well. The Vikings picked off Mac Jones, and who hasn't? Roll Tide. Twice, and held Travis Etienne Jr. to just 44 rushing yards en route to a 12-7 victory on the road in Jacksonville. This is what Brian Flores said about his unit's total team effort.
I mean, people say it all the time, and it's the truth. It's hard to win on the road. It's hard to win in this league. There's a very small margin for error. So, you know, we were very excited. I thought we had some really, you know, great performances across the board. Really contributions from a lot of guys. Playing team defense, everybody handling their responsibility, and then, you know, guys making plays. So, and they're having a good time out there. You know, I don't know what dance that was Cam was doing. I mean, I do know now, but I had no idea what he was doing, you know, live. So it was fun to see.
And Bynum with his patented celebrations.
Australian breakdancing style to close it out. The Vikings defense.
Shout out Ray Gun.
Yep.
The Ray Gun celebration was absolutely epic. She is retired from breakdancing, and she let the world know last week that she is done. And she should be done because she's awful.
Sam Darnold has turned into a turnover machine. J.J. McCarthy had a second knee surgery that Kevin O'Connell talked about. The backup is Nick Mullins. I don't think anybody is coming out from anywhere to take Sam Darnold away from that job right now.
Some of those guys have a shelf life, and then you start to figure some things out. Maybe he can rally because he's rallied before in previous games. As it stands right now in the North, Detroit is number one in the NFC with an 8-1 record. The Vikings are the fifth seed right now at 7-2, and the Packers are holding on to that seventh seed at 6-2. San Francisco is starting to figure some things out as they get guys healthy. Pearsall has come back now, and now Christian McCaffrey is going to be back. They're 5-4, and they're in the eighth spot. You got three teams in the North clearly in the playoff race, and another team that could find itself back in the playoff race if they were to win against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday.
Wow, listen to you. Yeah, I guess they could. I guess that is possible.
It's accurate.
We turn the page and we look at the North every Wednesday at this time. So I was on a radio show in Kansas City today.
Talking about Dave Tobe?
No, I was on in Kansas City with Carrington Harrison. And he asked me one.
No, say it right.
Carrington.
No, say it right.
C dot.
Say the whole name right.
Carrington Harrison.
There we go. Thank you. Get it right.
So I was on with Carrington. Hey, Shane, do you know what question Carrington Harrison asked me today when I was on his show?
Hey, Matt, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
That's not what he asked me. That's not what he asked me. I would have answered.
Is that one of his go-tos?
Yeah, that's his big-time go-to.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
About the Danny Parkins jinx?
No. Wait.
I thought with the Caleb recent events, I thought maybe that was going to come into play. He's still out there telling people about the Danny Parkins jinx.
Oh, of course.
Long removed from being his partner, he wants to let people know.
No, he was doing a thing where he just talked to different radio hosts all throughout the country and asked them who was going to win the biggest game of this weekend. In the NFL, which is the Bills and the Chiefs. So as we turn the page and we look ahead to the slate.
I feel like that Thursday night game pretty big, too.
Thursday night or tomorrow is?
Eagles, Washington.
That's a real good game. Got a couple of good ones this week. And Bears, Packers, of course.
Always.
I think Bills, Chiefs is pretty damn fun for America. And what? I think the Bills are 8-2. And the Chiefs are undefeated, obviously.
The Bills are 8-2. The Chiefs are 9-0.
Chiefs
correct.
Are 9-0. And
I feel like 7-3 Commanders at 7-2 Eagles.
It's pretty damn good, man.
Very compelling.
I still feel like the Ravens are the best team in the AFC. even though they're only 7-3. That defense gives up a lot of big plays, though.
I feel like those uniforms that Baltimore wore last week should be worn more often because they are awesome.
That was a good-looking Thursday night game.
It really was.
Thursday nighters have been good lately, man. There's been a few. And you're right, that is another great one tomorrow night.
I'm excited about that game. But anyway, what did you predict?
The Chiefs.
You win Chiefs?
Yeah.
They'll find a way in Buffalo?
Yeah. The Chiefs. You know what?
You talk about a team that's just been skating.
Last 18 road games where Andy Reid has been an underdog, he's 15-3 straight up in the last 18 road games for the Chiefs as an underdog since 2016. That's insane. 16-1-1 against the spread, 15-3 straight up. Andy Reid just wins those games, man. It's an amazing thing. As the Chiefs hold an unrealistic standard that the entire league tries to chase crazily in a lot of ways.
It does seem like they understand how to work through and drift into the postseason, and then and even with that, they're still 9-0. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
They have not played good football, and they're 9-0.
Yes, it's outrageous, and it feels similar to last year in a lot of ways. Record a little bit different, but they were coasting.
They lost that Christmas game to the Raiders.
Yes.
And it was like, what is going on with them? And then all of a sudden,
there it was.
Thanos comes out there, and the whole world changes. When we come back, we need to talk about the Bears-Packers game. From the standpoint of someone's betting and your bleeping money.
Damn right.
It's your money and you need it now. So we'll give it to you next here on The Score.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.